joining us now on the KRDN Newsline, ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky is. We're continuing to learn. ABC News confirmed that the Justice Department back in 2018 subpoenaed records from Apple belonging to then Trump White House counsel Don McGahn. And this is just an ongoing issue as more and more subpoenas trying to get Apple data is coming out following the Trump presidency. McGahn, we had the two Democrats from Congress as well. And this is an ongoing issue that doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon, Aaron.
Oh, no, I think it's, in fact, just getting started in many ways because, you know, Don McGahn is the sitting White House counsel to a president, current president at the time in February 2018. It's highly, highly unusual to seize, that the Justice Department would try to seize his information. And the question is why? What were they investigating? We know that, you know, the investigations into leaks were going on, and the subpoena targets that you mentioned, the two Democrats from the House Intelligence Committee, Schiff and Swalwell, and their relatives and associates, and even a number of reporters from the New York Times and the Washington Post and the like. But to seize the records of a sitting White House counsel is highly irregular.
Right. And we've heard that records have been seized in some cases, but then not received. But in this case, it sounds like these records were received by the Justice Department, and yet McGahn was not notified until several years later.
And that was by design. There was a gag order imposed on the technology companies that were involved in all of these subpoenas, and in this case, Apple, for the McGahn's records, because it was Don McGahn and his wife who were subpoenaed. They just found out last month when the gag order expired. So it's unusual, and to some it's concerning. But I think it only deepens the mystery about what the Trump Justice Department was really looking for and looking at. And was it part of the Mueller investigation? Was it something else? And we know that former Attorneys General Sessions and Barr, along with their deputies, have been called to testify. We're not sure that's going to happen. But the Justice Department is conducting an internal investigation now.
And when you're talking about this, the possibility that this could be a crackdown on leaks is very great, correct?
Well, it's certainly true. And you know, we know that there was an intensification of leak investigations. We know that Swalwell and Schiff in particular were critical about Trump administration contacts with Russians and how certain information was obtained and then, you know, leaked to the press. That was, we know, a concern. But whether McGahn was caught up in any of that is, you know, that's what we're not really sure of. It would seem unusual that, you know, there would be the White House counsel. We do know at the time McGahn was upset with Trump and had threatened to resign, in fact, when Trump wanted him to fire the special counsel, Robert Mueller. But, you know, whether that would be enough to then get the Justice Department to start poking at his iPhone, you know, I think it does raise questions about how high up this went, who knew, and really what was it for.
And it has a chilling effect then, does it not, on not just on, you know, reporting that comes from confidential sources who may be worried that even unbeknownst to them that their information, their, you know, phone records, their texts, their emails may be under subpoena even as they speak confidentially as sources, but also has a chilling effect on, you know, whether or not these communications have any privilege whatsoever.
Well, you know, it's a good point, and I think, the subpoenas on their face seem legal. You know, they were sought by a federal grand jury, signed by a federal magistrate, so there wasn't an issue of legality, but there is a question of propriety and whether the Justice Department should be doing this and under what premise. And that's part of why there's an internal investigation now. The Justice Department's Inspector General is going to look at whether these subpoenas were proper and properly based.
And Aaron, this stretches back, I believe it was the Obama administration did this or tried this first, correct?
Well, in terms of leak investigations?
Or in terms of subpoenaing records from these you know, tech giants?
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, that had been done almost routinely. And in fact, when Apple resisted in certain cases, that became quite problematic under President Obama. But we can't think of a time when a Justice Department would go after a sitting White House counsel and Democratic members of Congress in the way that, you know, these subpoenas seem to have been issued.
Right. The expanded effort definitely reaching farther into the seats of government. Aaron Katursky, ABC News correspondent, thank you for updating us on this very important story. We appreciate it.
Thank you.